It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already the 19th and 20th, depending on who listens to this. It's Martin Luther King weekend. If it's the 19th, we air at 9:05, and if it's Sunday the 20th, you hear us at 7:05. And if there's a nuance in a show that you want to listen to again, at the Northeast Delta Dental website, we have a radio section. I have 7 years of radio shows, and you can listen to a replay in a podcast format of our show. Last weekend, we had a great show. We had two of our RDHs from Northeast Delta Dental. We had Krista with us, along with Stacy Plord, and they're two RDHs that work for us at Northeast Delta Dental, and they promote the Health Rural Wellness or HOW program. And so I hardly ever see them. They're constantly doing lunch and learns with our participating dentists, not only in New Hampshire, but also Maine and Vermont. And speaking of participating dentists, one of our great colleagues is with me this weekend, the 19th and 20th, and that's Dr. Brian Hertdorfer, affectionately known as the Bruins Dentist or Dr. H. So I'm going to segue to Dr. H or Brian before you know it. Brian, thank you for joining me this weekend.
My pleasure, and most people do call me Dr. H.
Great. And I know we're here primarily to talk about the Big Z Challenge, and just to remind everybody that it's now taking place on Monday, February 25th at 2:30. But before we get into that, I think it's important, I think, for people to know all the great things about your background, your wellness, and all the things you do in the community. So without, feel free to brag, but tell us a little bit more about your background and where is your dental office?
My dental office is in Manchester, New Hampshire, right on the Elliott Hospital campus, their medical office building. I've been up here almost 8 years. I bought the practice in 2011 and have been fortunate enough to meet many wonderful people. Mostly, and most importantly, a lot of NHL alumni players, along with NHL players today. And it was through them that I've been able to do some great things, like raise money for the NHL Alumni Association. I raise money through the Big Z Challenge to help the Elliott, Mary and John Elliott Foundation. And today we're doing a lot of our research, a lot of our fundraising for the new cancer center, which is going to be going up. You know, since I started this Big Z Challenge, this will be our eighth one. I remember the first year we raised $5,000, and this year, so far to date, we've already raised $25,500.
And over the 7 years, already over $125,000. Yeah. So tell us a little bit more about your background. So you came up, you know, less than 10 years ago. So were you practicing in another state?
I actually practiced in New York. I practiced on Long Island and in Manhattan.
I could tell your accent. You're still a Yankees fan, I hope not.
Yeah. Oh, I am a Yankees fan and a Giants fan. Sorry, people, but it's just
well, that's okay. Well, with the Giants, they had another good year this year.
Yeah, they sure did.
But the Yankees are will be tough. So we're so glad and fortunate that you came to New Hampshire. But what possessed you to move from probably a big city environment to a more rural? Although I know obviously Manchester's a city.
The biggest reason why is that my daughter was born in 2008, and my wife was pregnant with my son. And in 2010, she said to me, you know what, you're a weekend dad. And I was a little taken aback and said, no, I'm not. I'm not a weekend dad. But then when I actually sat down and thought about it, she was absolutely right. And I didn't like that. So my wife and I made the conscious decision to get out of the crazy rat race of New York City and Long Island. And we found a place up here that we really like. I love the area. I think this place is a wonderful place to practice dentistry. And we are fortunate enough to live close to Boston, so that we can actually participate in big city things.
That's a great thing. I think you found out what we all know, those of us that have raised our children in New Hampshire, yeah, that it's an awesome place to raise your children. You can go skiing, you have the lakes, but if you do need to go to Boston for any reason, it's an hour down the highway. Although once you reach the Boston gridlock, it could take you another hour to go from the bridge to the Boston Garden.
Yeah, that's true.
but it's great.
New York City's not that far away either.
Exactly. So, again, where is your practice located?
Manchester, New Hampshire, right on the Elliott campus, the medical office building. If you really want to find out, you can just check out bruinsdentist.com or 603-669-1251 is the office number.
And you have some amazing commercials I like, and I know that your marketing director, Elizabeth Jenkins, is here with us today, so I'm sure she's a big part of that. So let's get into the Big Z Challenge. I know there's a website, bigzchallengeallonword.com. Tell us why it's a family event, and the opportunity to meet Zdeno Chara, I'm sure, is really fun. But what we know, of course, it raises money for Elliott Hospital. But why don't you get into a little bit more detail?
Big Z is just a big kid at heart, and he just loves spending time with kids. And so ever since the first time I did this, his biggest goal is to greet, meet, hang out, and have fun with all the kids in the room. And we've taken that, and every year we've had kind of a theme, anywhere from a rodeo to Hawaii. And this year we've gone with the theme of, this is just all about hockey, kind of like the Winter Classic was. It's about hockey, outdoor hockey. And we're going to do the same thing we've done every year, where he gets to spend as much time as he can with every single child in the room and just hang out, play some air hockey, play some other games, sign a few autographs here and there. Everybody gets to get their picture taken, which they can then download off the website. And he just really, really enjoys spending time with the kids.
He must tower over the kids because he's a serious, genuine 6'9", right?
He's for real 6'9".
And you put him on hockey skates, he's at the 7 foot
He's
level.
At 7'1", I believe. He's up there.
Yeah, right there with Wilt Chamberlain. I'm dating myself. So he's actually, I know he had some injuries earlier in the season, but he actually seems to be rejuvenated this year. What's your view of that?
I think the injuries hurt him a lot. And as you get older, as you and I both know, recovering from injuries takes a lot longer. And since he's now 41, his recovery took longer, but after the first couple games, back from his injury, it seems like he's recovered quite nicely. Plus, he doesn't have to spend 28 minutes a game playing. He's now down to, I believe, around 20, 21, and it allows the younger defensemen, like the Grizzlicks and the McAvoys and the Millers and Krug and all those guys, to step up and become better defensive players.
It's an exciting team to watch again. And Tukaras is obviously playing better. They won last night, I think, 4-0.
Yep.
I really, before I go to my reward, I want to see Tuukka Rask go all the way through the Stanley Cup playoffs like Tim Thomas did back in 2011. Because I really think winning the Stanley Cup, I think, is the hardest sport to win the championship, because you're going through four rounds of serious playoffs. Whereas to me in the NBA, the first round tends to be a gimme for the top seed. Whereas in the NHL, oftentimes, as you know, the top seed loses to the eighth seed because of a hot goaltender or whatever.
Yeah. Plus, they play up to seven games in the first round. In the NBA, they only play five.
Exactly. So, tell us, now, how did you become the Bruins dentist?
Well, actually, I met Z through the previous owner of the practice, and then I got to talk to him a little bit. And then I approached the Bruins about doing mouth guards for them, and that's how this whole kind of moniker took place, the reconstructive and cosmetic dentist for the Boston Bruins. And we've been making mouth guards for the Bruins for about 3 to 4 years. And I still do mouth guards. I did it for Tim Shallow this year. I did it for Alexander Petrovich, who I think now plays for Edmonton. Obviously, Big Z gets my mouth guards. And we've just keep plugging along at this, doing this thing. I know we've been working on the mouth guard initiative, and that's just the slow process as well. But it's all about trying to raise awareness, raise money, not just for the Elliott, but also make people aware of pediatric concussions and how we can prevent all that stuff as well.
Exactly. And last week's show, we went with the two RDHs, Krista and Stacy, were talking about what I call the importance of fitted mouth guards. And I play a lot of racquetball.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I've noticed long ago, I bought one of those cheap mouth guards you get at a drugstore and melt it. But once I went to a fitted mouth guard, it's almost like the mouth guard isn't even in your mouth, and so I wear it. And I've also started thinking about wearing it, you know, skiing, for the reasons, you know, that you've indicated. But why don't you tell the listening audience the importance of a fitted mouth guard? Because we've all seen high school soccer games where the student athlete is chewing on the mouth guard or holding on to it as opposed to wearing it, and the importance of a fitted mouth guard to get the student to actually use it.
Well, with a fitted mouth guard, when it's made properly, like you just said, the player doesn't even recognize or realize that they actually have it in. And it's laminated, secondly, so it will help deflect the blow of any kind of hit you get, let's say, to the lower jaw. I even had Kyle Brown, who is a skeleton luger on the U.S. Olympic team. He wanted them because he was concerned about microconcussions. So when you're rattling around and your teeth are chattering together, even going down the luge, He wanted something to protect his teeth and his skull from that. And that's just microscopic mini concussions, he called them. You know, and then you think about ice hockey, soccer, any kind of sport where there is a risk of collision with any kind of object or other person to your head. Having it well fitted that so that it stays in your mouth properly rather than falling out or being spit out or chewing on it is extremely important, because the name of the game with protective equipment is it only protects you if you're wearing it.
Exactly. So we've been trying to promote this at Northeast Delta Dental, and some of our group dental plans do have what we call a mouth guide rider, so the dental insurance, the Delta insurance will pay for it, but most coverages honestly doesn't have it. But what would you say, between $70 and $100 for a fitted mouth guard?
The custom-made one's usually a lot more than that, probably like $250 to $300.
Okay.
We are working with a lab to try to see if we can get them down. If, you know, sometimes we can do a bulk for the whole team, and then they bring the cost down. So
but it's well, if parents out there are listening, because, again, my boys and girls played soccer, and until I got them the fitted mouth guard, they were one of the several that were, you know, chewing it on the side. So I really appreciate sort of the public service part, Brian, of what you're doing to get it, you know, getting the importance of that. We'll detail the Big Z Challenge more after commercial break. But again, the date is Monday, February 25th from 2:30 to 4:30. The website is bigzchallenge.com. Do people go on that website to get the tickets, Brian?
Yeah, they can go right on there. There's a link on that website to Eventbrite. You can purchase the tickets. All the money goes towards this entire event. And, you know, my sponsors have been awesome, and we've adding sponsors pretty much every single year. If I could name the sponsors.
Yeah, let's do that right after commercial break. Okay. And for my CEO friends out there, when Brian lists the sponsors, which you'll see includes, you know, Delta Dental and many other notable companies, I want you to get on board, because, again, all the proceeds are going to Elliott Hospital. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio with Dr. Brian H. And with me this weekend, January 19th and 20th. So we were starting to say before the commercial break that we have several sponsors already for the Big Z Challenge, which, again, is Monday, February 25th. And the website is bigzchallenge.com. So why don't you talk about your sponsors, and then this is my plea. I know you CEOs listen to this show because you tell me that all the time. I want to add to this list. So, Brian, go ahead.
So, fortunately, we've actually added another one or two sponsors this year. I'll start with the Mary and John Elliott Charitable Foundation is one of our biggest sponsors. Meehan and Johnson Orthodontics is another one. Northeast Delta Dental, Tom Raffio, is a great sponsor for us. They've been doing it for at least a couple years. Manchester Oral Surgery and Dr. Abel. The Gibo Family Charitable Trust is another one. Primary Bank with Bill Greiner. The Ken and Susan Foote family has donated. And then you have Zeros Endodontics and Phil Grisafi have also donated some money, as well as, just recently, a new one this year, the Manchester Monarchs.
Great. So I know we can get some more companies behind this, bigzchallenge.com. And, of course, if I'm an individual citizen listening to the show, I can buy some tickets for myself and my family to bring my kids, right?
And if you see the sponsorship page and you want to donate money, you want to become a sponsor, that's not exclusive to CEOs and corporations. If you feel like you want to donate money, just call the office or send us an email, and we'll be happy to talk about it.
Perfect. And again, the email is, or website is, bigzchallenge, all one word, .com. So you started involved with the Bruins, and then you've expanded, and of course you've, I know this in doing my research, you won the Davidson Award from the Elliott, and the NHL has given you some awards, and all the connections that you've made by being one of the dentists for the Bruins has really, you've expanded upon that, and you've gotten involved with the NHL and the Sean Thornton Parkinson, raises money for the Parkinson tournament. Tell us how that all evolved.
Well, when I was making the mouth guards for the Boston Bruins, I was approached by Bob Sweeney, who said, look, and he runs the Bruins Foundation, by the way.
And he's the general manager, right?
No, that's Cam Neely's the GM. Bob Sweeney runs just the Bruins Foundation,
right?
And who do a lot of stuff in New England. Said, we're starting a new tournament called the NHL Alumni Tournament. It's to raise money for pediatric concussion research. Why don't you try to put a team in? And I went to the first meeting and decided to put my first team in. And I think this was in 2013. As of now, 2019, I believe the last 2 years, I've managed to put two teams in. And as a group of 12 captains who started this tournament, I believe they've raised somewhere close to $3 million for pediatric concussion research since 2013. Through that NHL alumni tournament, I've met plenty of NHL alumni, too numerous to mention, but I've been able to then use some of those connections to participate with Sean Thornton's Putts and Punches for Parkinson's disease.
Yeah, tell us about that. I had one of my great colleagues, Andy, went to that tournament this past year, and he said it was tremendous, and all the celebrities like Bobby Orr that were there. So tell us more about the connection with Sean Thornton.
So Sean, I got to meet Sean Thornton while he was playing for the Bruins, and then when I went
You didn't
to,
get into a fight with him, did you?
No, I'm not crazy.
For the listening audience, Sean was, actually he was quite talented, but he was also a good fighter, but go ahead.
Sean is also one of the very, very nicest people you could possibly meet. He's just very down to earth. Doesn't like to talk too much in public, but he wanted to give something back to this community, which I believe he still calls home, even though he does work for the Florida Panthers. And he put on this Putts and Punches for Parkinson's. I think he's been doing it for 7 or 8 years. I've been participating with it for at least 4 now. And we put our foursome in, and he's always very welcoming. And he also has a lot of great celebrities at his tournament. So you get to meet people like Steve DiAzzi. I think Allie Raceman's been there. Catherine Tappan from the NHL has been there. Bobby Orr.
She got her beginning at Nesson, right?
Yeah, she did. Tori Krug's been there. And then you can go through some of the local greats like Jack Eichel's been there. And so you get to meet a lot of these people and you talk to them. And it's just a great atmosphere. And the best part about these existing NHL alumni players or ex-NHL players and now alumni players, as well as today's NHL players, they all have a firm belief that they do need to give back, and they all are willing to participate.
Talking in the athletic circles, everybody generally says that the NHL players are some of the nicest professional athletes, say, vis-a-vis, you know, baseball players that might be a little bit more spoiled. Part of that, I understand, you know, the school of hard knocks, they've, you know, it's a real tough sport, and until recently, there wasn't the big money that there was, you know, with other sports.
Right, and the one person that sticks out in my mind as being one of the nicest people you could ever possibly meet, not to mention the fact that he also plays hockey, is Zdeno Chara. I mean, he is the kindest person you'll ever want to meet off the ice.
And so great with the kids, you were saying earlier.
He's phenomenal with kids. My wife met him for the first time, and after she met him, she turned to me and said, you know what? That man has the kindest eyes of anybody I've ever met, and she still believes that today, and he's very, very sweet.
By the end of the Stanley Cup run, his looks always to me a little gaunt.
But the
eyes look good. So tell us how you got involved. I know you're all over the place in a good way with the Boston Children's Hospital and Corey C. Griffin. Tell us more about that.
Well, it's a tournament. So it's a tournament based on fundraising, not a tournament based on how well you play ice hockey. Each captain puts a team in, and then after a certain period of time, they have a cutoff date, and the team that's raised the most amount of money is number one in the draft, all the way down to number 12, 15, or 16, however many teams they are. And they have some great NHL alumni that play. You know, Ray Bourque, Brian Leetch has played, Hal Gill, and the list goes on, Rick Middleton, and so on. So
Nifty, Hall of Famer for the Bruins, right?
And so you get to draft this person, and then this person plays on your hockey team for 3 games. And you participate. It's a friendly atmosphere. It's not a competitive game, and you're out there just to have fun. And at the end of the weekend, you have a championship game where the team that's raised the most amount of money plays against all the NHL alumni. And then you have an all-star game, which is where the top 20 individual fundraisers do the same thing. They get to play against the NHL alumni. And you're just there to have fun and have a good time and raise money and do something good for the community.
For, in this case, pediatrics, right, for Boston
and they,
Children's.
They've done a lot of good things at this with the money that they've gotten from this event.
Still to this day, people fly in all across the world to go to Boston Children's. Now, I know you're very low-key about your recognitions, but you did win the Elliot Davidson Award, so that must mean that you raised a plethora of money for Elliot Hospital?
I don't necessarily think it's just about raising a lot of money. I think it's also about making and raising awareness of what they need. Recently, they're expanding, or they're establishing a large cancer center at the Elliott, so that people who have cancer don't necessarily from this area need to travel all the way down to Dana-Farber or Brigham and Women's to get their cancer treatment. They can just stay right here in southern New Hampshire, and they can get it done right here. And
so that awareness is is really important because if you don't have to go into Boston, I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah. And when it comes to giving back, I mean, my father, it's not about how much money you give necessarily. It's about how much you can give. And money is part of it, but time is also a big part of it. Yeah. So going there, talking about this stuff, making people aware of it, just participating, spreading the word out is extremely important in my mind as well.
If you were to kind of summarize your philosophy as a dentist, why don't you tell us that, and then we'll close with more on the Big C Challenge.
Well, my philosophy as a dentist is pretty much the same philosophy that my father has towards life. His philosophy is do the right thing and the rest will take care of itself. For me, it's pretty simple. If you tell patients honestly what they have and how you can fix it and let them make the decision as to which options they want to choose, they're more than likely going to get the work done. And it's a multifaceted approach. One, you're being honest with them. You're making them aware of what they have. You're giving them options for treatment, but you're also giving them back control of their own destiny by saying, okay, these are your options. Now it's up to you to make the choice that's best for yourself. And when you do that, it's not difficult, in my opinion, to establish good rapport with patients.
I wrote a book a few years ago with Dave Cowens, a famous basketball player, and he had a similar expression, do the right thing for the right reason. So I'm sure you've the listening audience, probably some people, we know from Delta Dental statistics that even when people have insurance, still 20% of that population doesn't go to the dentist, and I keep encouraging them to go. Right. So you've probably got people now interested. So give us again your office location and phone number.
Our office location is at 4 Elliott Way in Manchester, New Hampshire. It's just on the medical office building on the Elliott campus. Office number is 603-669-1251, and the website is bruinsdentist.com.
And as Brian will tell you, it's not just the aesthetics, and part of this is that there's so much relationship between good oral health, and good overall health. And I always end speeches in the community with, you can't have good overall health without good oral health. And so I know you're a big believer in that, mm-hmm. and I thank you for that. So let's close with a final word of why should someone want to attend the Big Z Challenge. And again, that website is bigzchallengeoneword.com, and it takes place on Monday, February 25th. But if I was in an elevator with you, why would you want a family to go?
Why would I want a family to go to the Big Z Challenge? To me, most importantly, you're giving something back to your community. I was able to pledge to the Mary and John Elliott Foundation this year. If I follow through with what I've been doing for the next 5 years, I will raise $160,000 over that course of 5 years. And they have a match program, so that 160 turns into $320,000. So you're giving back to the community, one. Number two, you're going to meet one of the nicest people that plays NHL hockey you'll ever meet. He's been around for a very, very long time, and he loves to meet people. He's down to earth. He would love to talk to you and just listen to you. And it's a great way to meet this wonderful person.
And again, proceeds benefit the planned expansion of the Elliott Hospital Cancer Center. And one final plug for mouthguards.
You got to get a mouthguard. Everyone gets a mouthguard, in my opinion. I just made two new mouthguards for my nephews who play down in Winchester, Massachusetts. They got custom-made mouthguards. I got mouthguards for anybody and everybody who wants to make them, who wants to wear them. Again, if you're going to protect yourself, you have to wear the equipment. And if you're going to wear the equipment, get the best equipment you can.
Exactly. So, again, a fitted mouthguard, the key. And your office number again?
603-669-1251.
And again, the Big Z Challenge website is bigzchallengeallonword.com. It's Monday, February 25th. Proceeds benefit the Elliott Hospital Cancer Center through the Mary and John Elliott Charitable Foundation. Brian, thanks for all you do for the community. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
And thanks for joining me this weekend.
My pleasure.
I know you're a busy guy.
Yep.
Tom Raffio returns next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.